closing.
Oh, you go from shit to shit. Quite impressive. When you sit through all this. We'll try and be entertaining after your day of shurim. Okay, so the shaila is, you have cereals. Cereals is almost part of our religion here in England. We have Shreddies and Weetabix and Cocoa Pops and Rice Krispies and cornflakes. Many of them have some cereals. And you have a shaila, why are we allowed to eat them? We know we have something called Pasakum, something called Bisholakum. These gazeres chazal made that person shouldn't become too friendly with goyim, keep us away. It's very mustava, because if you can't eat by your shviga, then you're not going to marry a daughter. You can't eat by them, you're going to keep away from them. And that's the barrier that keeps us away from the goyim. So we have Bisholakum or Pasakum, yet we seem to go to Tesco with our trolleys piled high. How does that work? Why is it not all us in the gazera of Bisholakum or Pasakum? So, I'm going to explain a little bit. Hopefully with that we'll work out the secret to the cereals. Why does the Chazal make the gzeira, like we said, to keep you away from goyim, shouldn't intermarry with them? There's a shaila, what about someone who's a mumma? He's a yid, but he went off, doesn't keep anything, he's like a goy, a choldova. Can you eat his food? Some boys can say, why not? What's the problem? You can't come to eat from a goy, you might come to marry his children. You can marry this guy's kids, what's the problem? His kids might not be like him, and even if they are like him, they're Jews, no problem, you can marry him. Some say, no, it's still to keep us away from goyim, so to this guy, he's got a din of a goy, keep him away. It's a bit of a shaila, so again, people eat by relatives, and it's Israel, you're in England, you've got relatives on from a mother, but a din of a mumma, can eat by them. Shaila comes in, but there are many boys from Jamaica, because worst case, you'll marry his daughter, big deal, nothing wrong. Okay, so that's the gzeira chazal made. Now, we're going to discuss tonight Pasakum, we don't have time for Bisholakum. Pasakum bread, and again, I remember in camp many years ago, we used to go to Scotland, and there was no, we couldn't bring with bread for the whole camp. We used to go to the bakery, we used to take it over. We had to do the different things we wanted to discuss to make it into pasty stroll. But you've got to be aware, can you have their bread? We used to go around there, it was very exciting for us, very exciting for them. We told them how to make challahs, told them how to say a couple of tefillahs. They were very excited to go in there, say with their Scottish accent. But we had a good time in the bakery. You've got to be able to make sure that the bread becomes kosher bread, make it into pasty stroll. So, what is Pasakum and what is pasty stroll? And even in Pasakum, everyone knows there's two types. There's Pas Palta and Pas Balabai, two types. So we're going to discuss each stage. So, Pasakum. What's Pasakum? Bread made by a goy. Right? Very simple. Bread made by a goy is Pasakum. Now, in Pasakum, as we said, there's two types of Pasakum. There's Pas Palta and Pas Balabai. Two things. Pas Palta and Pas Balabai. Pas Palta means bread of a goy made commercially. Pas Balabai is bread of a goy made for private use. Now obviously, you can understand very easily that Pas Balabais is much worse because it's made for personal use. I make my bread at home, and I do it however I do it, and you come eat by me. There's much more of a relationship that can be built on that, because it's my private bread. Whereas if I buy bread in Tesco, or Hovis and Kingsmill, these big companies, there's not as much chance as anything coming because it's done more commercially than on a personal level. So those are the two types of Pasakum. Pas Palta, Pas Balabais. Now, Pasakum be'etim, all of it's asa, Pasakum according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah's Lashmon Mekel, the Ramah says that he has a kula, that if it's a place where people are not noig to be makbet on it, then you're okay to eat it, which is again France, Switzerland, where you can't really get Pas Yisrael, then it's okay, because there's nothing else to get. Even if the bread, you can get bread, but the bread from the goy tastes better, or it's cheaper, some boys can say, Pas Palta, or Pas Palta, then okay, then as well, then Mekel. That means you can buy Jewish bread, but it tastes like Jewish bread. And the goyish bread tastes amazing. Much, much, much better. And I was thinking, how do you know? So someone said to me in France, they just recently opened a Jewish bakery. So there you know, you've eaten the goyish bread your whole life. Along came the Jewish people. Now you know, you taste that stuff and like, oh my God, this is not bread. So then you know, that's better, this is not. But if you don't, if you never tried it, I don't know how you could try it. Because if it is Pas Yisrael, you can't buy Pasak. Oh yeah, but you don't always like here, you buy it from the companies here. So here in the Marshall, there are companies here that have a heksher on them, like Kingswell and Hovis, both have a heksher on, and the heksher there is on the ingredients, instead of the ingredients. So kosher, there's no one in the factory switching on the ovens and doing the things we're going to see to make it to Pasi Tzol. So why is the heksher? Heksher on the ingredients, the kosher, it's a little Pasakum, Pas Palta. So if someone's stuck and they want to eat by Kingswell or Hovis bread, then again, it's Pasakum, Pas Palta, which is not Pas Palta, but Pas Palta is better. And if there's a need, you're stuck, what is better, what is cheaper, which it probably is, then it's got to be significantly cheaper, it's a few pence, on the difference, but it's something where you can't get bread for the price, which is normal for you to do. The Jewish bread is a fortune. If you need to get it, you go to on holiday and there's a family camp or something, they're bringing bread. And you know how you work, Baruch Hashem, we make sure we want to give lots of stocker. So they charge, you know, £5 a loaf or something. So then you can say that's a crazy price. And I'm okay to buy the paspalta. So you're allowed to buy the paspalta. Paspalta bias is much worse. That means you go to your neighbor, next door to your guy, and he makes private bread. That's paspalta bias. That's much worse because you understand there's more chance of having a sheikhs. Still there, even with paspalta bias, the Ramah says if you're stuck, there's nothing else, then you can even have paspalta bias. It means you go on holiday, there's no bread, there's no shops, there's nothing, and the next door neighbour knocks on, yeah, here's a piece of bread, and you know it's kosher, then you'll be allowed to eat that. So there's three stages. Paspalta is the best. Paspalta, which means commercial pasakum, which is you're allowed to have if it's better or cheaper. And if you're really stuck, then the lowest level is paspalta bias, if you really suck. Why were Chazal so mekel? It's funny, they're making this up. They say if you're stuck, you know, imagine everything you just kind of like this. Shabbos, if you're stuck, you know, you take your car. You don't have this. Why are you? If you're stuck, we'll make it. So the Gemara says that this Gezerah, they tried to make the Gezerah. Chazal said, that's it. No more Pasakim. Now, bread, we know, so bread is something that everyone, that's the basic sustenance. And you can't manage without it. They realize it's a Gezerah, even if it's to be a Chalamim boy. So they retracted the Gezerah. So they said, Pazakim, we're abolishing it, we tried to make it, it didn't work, we're taking it back. But because Chazal wanted it, so therefore, later on, the Rishonim pointed out, we try and keep as much as we can. That means if you don't need to have Pazakim, don't. If you do need it, it can be Mekel. So it's a funny sort of Gezerah. It's there as an Issa, so long as you don't need it. Once you need it, it's waived and you're allowed to eat Pazakim. Again, Paspalta, which is the best, and last Paspalbais. There's one type of bread, which is very interesting. People don't realize, and it's worse than even Pasakim, and that is Pas, which is owned by a Yid. I mean, if you go to a goyish place and they own the bread, you go to buy a Tesco bread, so Paspalta, you'll be there terrible. If a Yid owns the bread, but a goy bakes the whole thing, from the beginning to the end, is a goy, that's much worse. Why is that worse? Shach says, if it's your bread, you own it, why don't you bake it? And so that's much worse. There's no excuse. I'm stuck. There's no other option. It's your bread, you bake it. So if you have a guy working in a Jewish bakery, it could be worse than buying bread from Tesco. That's an interesting point. People don't always realize that. I'm all you got all the time. Someone doesn't wash, and they don't switch on the oven, whatever they don't do, and you have a guy there, you say, look, at least it's Jewish bread. No, not at least it's Jewish bread. Much better off go buy the goyish bread. Because the bread owned by a Yid, there's no... We're going to get to the Eitzah to make it into Jewish bread. But the value you have to know, if a goy did everything, you don't know if a goy did everything, it's worse than Passover goy. It's a very interesting point. Because there Chazal said that you're never going to have a necessity to say, I need to have this bread. If you say there's no bread, buy from the goy. But you've got bread, so why didn't you do it? So some learn, there's different mahalchim how you learn the gzera. Some learn, you'll compliment them, wow, excellent bread, it tastes delicious. If we're going to become friends and heimish, and it could lead to anywhere. So if he's making the bread, you'll start complimenting him. You haven't got the eitzah, the time of alechem levati chadam is exertion river to be ochelam with, because make it yourself. You owned the bread, you had the bread. Why didn't you do it yourself? If it's abstuck or nothing, say I went to the guy. But you had the flour, the water, the eggs, the sugar, the oil. It was all in your house. Make the bread. If you didn't, it's worse than Pasakim. So someone say, you know, if you go buy from the Heksha, then also careful. Better off buy Tesco bread, because if they ever didn't get the youth to do whatever you had to do, you're running into big problems. Whereas Tesco bread, you have a blanket head whenever you're stuck. There's a man who's stuck, we don't know if this bread's b'chalal kosher. Okay, so those are the klolim before you get to the pratim. Now, how do you make pass into pass Yisrael? There's three things you do. One of three things. Either you put the fire on, or you put the bread in the oven, or you stoke the flame somewhat. It's called shlachas kisim, which means throwing in a piece of wood, which is not again in the oven, but you put the flame higher. If the door's open, maybe if you close the door, or intensify the heat in the oven. Those are the things you could do to make a pass Yisrael. So either you put the flame on, put the bread into the oven, or put the flame higher. Three things. This doesn't apply to Bishlakim, by the way. Bishlakim, it's got to be the Ramaz Mekel, the Mechabos Meshmachim, the Mechabos, you've got to put the food on the flame. I mean, if you came to Bishl, you put the flame on, for Sfad it wouldn't help you. Only for Ashkenazim. So, by Pas, we have more colors, you do one of the three. By Bishl, it's much worse. So if a Sfad you want to buy, I always have this question, you got shops here, that sell Mazonis rolls with Lamoshal, a fried egg in it. I understand. These Mazonis rolls are maximum Mazonis for Sfad, but they can't eat the egg. Because the egg, only the Ramaz Mekel, because they don't put, they don't get the yid to put the egg on. The yid puts on the flame in the morning. So if he doesn't put the actual food on the fire, then that is got a din of bishul akum for svadim. Sorry, for svadim. So they can't eat the egg. The Rama says no problem. Anything you do is fine. It makes it bishul israel. The Machab says no. You got to put the food to the flame. So if you want to buy this roll, I don't think if you're an Ashkenazi, then you can't eat the roll. If you're svadim, you can't eat the egg. So maybe if you marry an Ashkenazi, you can start sharing it up. But by bread on one wake, bread, one of the three malachas, you put the flame on. The bread to the flame, we intensify the heat or the baking process somewhat, then that's already called Bishul Yisrael. So you have a bakery, very simple. Get the heat, put the flame on. Or the heat puts the bread in the oven. Or you put the, close the oven door, puts the flame higher. One of those malachas, then you're okay. There's lots of discussion with their pilot lights and glow bulbs and all these different Malchim, because they don't always have a youth on scene to put the fire on. What they do, all the Malchim do time switch. The Mechitzis Okrad didn't like doing a time switch. They're pointing with Romekel. They have now, you can dial up from your phone and activate the oven from your phone. Also Shaila by Pesach as well. A guy did it, he was in, don't know which way around, one country. He was in Eretzrol, he was doing it in America, and they are still Pesach, and he's busy baking his bread. But he was in Eretzrol. You have all these shaylas kind of work across like Shabbos. You want to activate your oven from where you are, so your bread's fresh, Matzah Shabbos, 5 minutes after Shabbos, fresh bread in your bakery. You're across seas. For you, it's ready, Matzah Shabbos. So you have all these shaylas by these different devices. But by Bishop and Pasalakim as well, there's a big discussion in the voice game. Does it work? Does it not work? All these different ideas to make it to Pasi Yisrael. But if you somehow manage to add to the baking process, this bread is now Pasi Yisrael, no problem at all. Okay, so once you've got Pasi Yisrael, no problem at all, and if you don't have, then you've got that terim, if it's a tzerich, it tastes better, it's cheaper, there's no other bread available. Once other bread comes available, you've got a problem. Like someone said to me, the people who ruined it for everyone with cereals are the Navi Barat, they made the Jewish company make cereals. He said, till now, we didn't have any equivalent in the Jewish, with the proper Yitzchip cereals, no problem. Now I've got it, what are we going to do now? Because it's available to us, kosher cereals with made by Eden. So they've ruined it because we can't have the good cereals anymore. But I don't, that's not a problem anyway because it tastes a lot worse, the Jewish ones. Yeah. And it's more expensive. Yeah. It's more than a little bit worse. Not everyone's masking to that. It tastes better than Frosh and Machab and Shachanar. But the cheaper is an Eidipil than other which are Makel. But yeah, it tastes better, usually the Jewish one, the non-Jewish one. Not sure why. So therefore you've got that Eitzah that you will have the seals because of that. Now you must watch out, of course, that everything's kosher. A lot of times you say, no problem, pasachem, but it's got to be kosher. And even little things, the Moshe Shacharon says, if you have a bread and they dab egg on top, Shacharon says that's a problem. Because the egg is bishul. That little bit of egg, that thin micro layer of egg, which they dab on top, that's bishul. Bishul like we don't have the heta, like pasachem. Bishul like we can't say there's nothing else. You go, you want to buy, I don't know, chips. There's no kosher ones, it doesn't help. Only my pasta helps. My bishul like there's other parameters that guide whether yes or not it's mutter. So the bread's got to be no non-kosher ingredients, no egg on top, nothing on top. Completely just a plain loaf of bread as it is. We buy baguettes in Switzerland and France. Once it starts getting complicated, you're running into shailas of bishul akum as well as pasakum. So it's got to be plain bread, you know it's kosher, you know there's no problems at all. So back to our cereals. If you can't get anything equivalent, then you're fine. Oh. Now, cereals is not so posh. Why? Because the next cloud of pasakum, what qualifies a pasakum? Only something that's made with chamish v'nidoga, one of the five types of flour, of grain. There's wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Other things like rice krispies and corn flakes, or rice and corn, they're bechlama in the whole sugya of pasakum. Rather, there's shayla bishalakum. It's a different shayla at all, different shayla completely. So you've always got to watch out what you're dealing with. Is it bishal or pas? Rice cakes is not pasakum. On one hand, there's a tearing by bishal. On the other hand, we have a Eterim by Pes, and they're different Eterim. So you have to always work out what you're dealing with here. Now, cereals, like we said, cornflakes and Rice Krispies and Cocoa Pops and a lot of these things are no shaykhs to Mzonis. You might say Mzonis because it's rice, but they're not one of the Chamesh Menidoga. Whereas Weetabix, Shreddies, Cheerios, Shredded Wheat, and all those other exciting ones, those are wheat. So those you're going to be handling Pasakum. Now, there's still another head to why it's not Pasakum. It still would be Bishul. Now again, I'm not saying Bishul's Mutter. Bishul has its own rules, maybe Mutter for that. But one is a Pasul Bishul. So then you come to the next shadow. What is bread and what is not bread? No, Lamarshall, he's starting simple. What's cake? Pasta? Donuts? All these things. How do you work it out? So there's a Shach, who has an interesting shita. he's quite mechme, but most places can don't go like the Shach, and they say if it's a sort of food that if you'd eat tons of it, you'd still say alamicha, not a pasta. Eat as much pasta as you like, it's always alamicha. Or something fried like donuts, as you chosh for a bit of them, but make a donuts as much as you like, it's alamicha. Then it's bishul, it's cooked. Once you eat as much as you like, you make a moitzi, like cake, you loads of cake or crackers, comes a moitzi, then it's pas. So cake, crackers are all pas akum. Why? Because you eat enough, you make a moitzi, and bench has on, that means it's pas. Whereas most cereals and pasta, spaghetti, all these products, you eat as much as you like, it's alamicha, the meal is bishul akum. Now, how does something become hamoitzi or mezonos? So if it's baked, usually it's hamoitzi or mezonos, but potentially hamoitzi like cake, which is mezonos, but potentially hamoitzi if you eat enough. Something that's cooked or fried in water, like donuts, pasta, that is always going to be alamicha. So someone just told me about half an hour ago, I spent a long time with this person trying to work it out, and he emailed Kellogg's, and he just read me out the email now, that Cheerios, which is the basic, it all boils down to Cheerios, because most cereals don't have a trust as enamel. We talk about it in the morning. Trust enamel, it looks like bread. You cut it open, little air pockets, it looks like bread. Most cereals don't qualify. There are one cereal which can qualify as Cheerios. Cheerios, technically, are little biscuits. They're little round biscuits. Take a Cheerio, crack it out, it looks like a little biscuit. So he told me how they do it is they make a dough, they cook the dough, and before it's, while it's still wet, they form it into little circles, and then they let it dry. So it's never baked. If it's never baked, then it's not pasakim, it's bishalakim. Once it's bishalakim, you've got the other terms, they know that's malachim, then the term of bishalakim. But you don't have a problem with pasakim. If you don't have a problem with pasakim, then you don't need to worry, can you get it, can you not get it, are the Jewish ones, are the non-Jewish ones. The whole sugya doesn't start, it's a sugya of bishalakim, it's bechal on the gear to ask by these cereals. So therefore, anything where you eat as much as you like of it, you much more Weetabix. You eat as much Weetabix as you like, you make alamicha. So it's not pas. If it can't be upgraded to amoitzi, it's not pas. Special. And once it's bishul, the main klal of bishul is eino ila shulchan malachim. Sometimes it's choshev. You don't come in, oh, you know, your rav comes to town, come inside, let me offer you a bowl of Weetabix. Right, you're not doing that. It's something you mechabit someone with. So if it's not something you mechabit someone with, it's not ila shulchan malachim. The meila is no problem bishulakim. So that's the work very simple. Is it pas or bishul? How do you know? Would you make amoitzi? Once I would not make amoitzi, how much I eat, then it's bishul. And it's eino ila shulchan malachim. You have no problem at all. The meila, most cereals are okay. You don't have the problem of bishul or pasakim. Okay. Yeah.